don't want anybody to see us talking to each other, Max.
Meet me at the card file and pretend to be looking for a specific book. While you're looking through the cards, we'll talk. That way, nobody will know we're together.
Did you say something, Chief?
Anybody to see us talking to each other. Open the file drawer. Max, we've got to hurry. There's a book in this library that belongs to Control.
Portnoy's complaint?
No, it's much more important than that.
Not to Portnoy, it isn't.
Max, this book contains the names and addresses of every Control agent throughout the free world, with the exception of Pittsburgh.
Now, Chief, who in the world would be stupid enough to put an important book like that in a public library?
I put it here, Max. The most obvious place for a book is in a library, and sometimes the most obvious place is the safest.
You know, you may have something there, Chief. Agent Dunlap had the same theory. He once came into possession of a very important piece of microfilm. You know where he hid it?
Where?
Right on top of his desk in his living room. Right out there in the open where everybody could see it.
And the microfilm was safe?
Yes, well, it would have been if they hadn't stolen the desk.
Now, somehow Chaos found out about this book. Now, we've got to get it out of the library before they get their hands on it.
Right, Chief.
Because if Chaos gets possession of this book, it'll be the end of Control.
Well, who put the book together, Chief?
I did. It represents 30 years' work.
Well, don't expect to make any money out of it until it comes out in paperback. What does it look like, Chief?
It's red, white, and blue, and it's called Who's Who at Control.
Well, we better start looking for it.
Wait a minute, Max.
What is it?
That man who just came in the door, I think he's a Chaos agent.
Just a minute, fella. Sorry, but this aisle is taken.
Did you get the book, Chief?
Yes, right here.
Oh, well, at least that's safe.
Yes, but for how long? That was Chaos's first attempt to get that book, and they failed. From now on, they'll stop at nothing. They've got to get their hands on that book, and they'll kill the person who's carrying it.
We'll be right back.
Yeah, good morning, Chief.
Sorry I'm late, but I had an automobile accident right in front of the building. That idiot smashed in the whole front of my car.
Well, don't worry about it, Chief. You're not the only one who's late. Larrabee isn't here either.
Who do you think smashed in the front end of my car?
Max told me all about the Who's Who at Control book that Chaos is trying to get hold of. And I have a plan.
A sensational plan, Chief.
It's really foolproof.
Absolutely foolproof.
I really think it's going to work, Chief.
Can't miss.
But what is it?
Well, supposing you have a control agent memorize the contents of the book and then you destroy it.
It won't work.
Told you.
Once we've destroyed this book, if anything happens to the agent who memorized it, we'd be lost.
Oh, wait a minute, Chief. I have an idea. Why don't we have two agents memorize the book? Then if anything happens to one of them, the other one will have the information.
What if something happens to both of them?
Huh?
What if something happens to both of them?
Yes, well, why don't we have three agents memorize it? And then if something happens to two of them, the other one will have the information.
Forget it, Max.
Well?
Well, what?
How do you like my plan?
What plan?
The plan where four agents memorize the book, and then if something happens to three of them, one of them has the information.
Max, I hate that plan.
Which part of it do you hate?
All of it.
All of it?
Told you.
Now, we've got to find a safe place for this book.
I suppose you've already considered a safe deposit box, Chief.
Yes, 99. I thought about that over a month ago, but they turned me down.
The bank turned you down?
No, petty cash did. Well, at least we'll know for the time being the book is secure in my wall safe. Now, the combination of this safe is known to only two persons, myself and the vice president.
Morning, Max.
Hi, 99.
Hi.
I'm really sorry about the accident, Chief.
I don't want to hear any more about it, Larrabee.
Well, I just want to let you know that everything's taken care of. They just towed away what was left of your car and fixed a windshield wiper of mine.
Thank you. You can go now.
I just want to put my lunch away. Well, have a nice day, Max.
Thank you, Mr. Vice President.
That was 4th and Taylor we just passed, wasn't it, Larrabee?
I think so, but I'm not sure.
Chief, smart here. We just passed 4th and Taylor.
Right, Max, I got you pinpointed. 4th and Taylor.
Wait a second, Chief. Better make that 5th and Taylor.
5th and Taylor? I thought you said 4th and Taylor.
I did, Chief. But as I said, 4th and Taylor, we passed 5th and Taylor.
I'll tell you what, Max, I'll pinpoint you at 8th and Taylor. That way we'll both be there at the same time.
You may be there, Chief, but we won't. We're now on Carver.
Is that Carver Boulevard or Carver Avenue?
Carver High School.
We made a wrong turn. I thought it was a street, but it was a playground. Don't worry, Chief.
We made it, Chief. I'm now checking out the street. Chief, there's a policeman on the corner, but I don't think he's a real policeman.
What makes you think that?
He's wearing sneakers.
Max, that's Control Agent Foster. He's a very good man.
He may be a very good man, Chief, but he's a lousy dresser. There's also a guy selling ice cream who's keeping his eye on us.
Well, that's Harrington. He's with us, too.
And there's a lady with a little boy waiting at the bus stop. Is she with control, too?
No, Max, she isn't, but the little boy is.
Well, everything else appears to be in order, Chief.
All right, fine.
You were right, Max.
About what?
That was 4th and Taylor.
There you are, Mr. Clark, your safe deposit box and the key.
Thank you, Miss Becker.
You can use one of the booths for privacy and then put the box in the vault whenever you like.
Thank you. I'm waiting for one of my assistants to show up with some important documents.
Well, while you're waiting, why don't you have some tea and cake?
Oh, that would be lovely.
You do have a checking account with us, don't you, Mr. Clark?
No.
No, I don't either.
A savings account? Christmas club? Then why don't you wait right here?
Oh, Chief, don't be so nervous. Max will be along in a minute.
He'd better be. After all these precautions, if anything happens to that address book, 99, maybe I should have gone along with Max's plan.
Oh, which plan was that, Chief?
The one where the 13 control agents memorized the book, and if anything happened to 12 of them...
Oh, yeah, the one where you threw the book at.
Here they come now.
Went off perfectly without a hitch. We left control, got into the armored truck, went through a car wash three times in case anyone was following us.
The truck was dirty anyway, Chief.
And here we are, with a clean truck.
Okay, let me see it.
It's parked out in front.
The truck, the book, open the chest.
Oh, well, the book isn't in the chest, Chief. You see, we just used the chest as a decoy.
Oh, that's very clever, Max.
Oh, well, thank you, 99. You see, in case we walked into a chaos trap, I wanted to be sure that Chaos was left with an empty chest because Larrabee was holding the book.
That's not bad. Larrabee, where is it?
I put it in the chest.
Okay, Max, open it up.
Give me the keys, Larrabee.
The key is in the book.
But the book is in the chest.
The key is in the book.
Larrabee, there is a padlock on the chest. Without a key, how are we supposed to unlock it?
I could do it, Chief, but we're in a bag. It could be a little noisy.
How noisy? You can't shoot off a gun in a bank. Are you out of your mind?
May I see you people out here, please? Good work, officers.
He didn't do anything.
We were being held up. When you fired your gun, he dropped his and put his hands up. I'm C. Barton Neff, president of the bank.
Oh, Harold Clark, Potomac Greeting Card Company. This is my secretary.
How do you do?
And these two gentlemen are my,
bodyguards.
Yes, bodyguards.
Why should the head of a greeting card company need bodyguards?
Because none of his employees like him.
Give me a hand in here.
Right.
Was, Mr. Clark in the Navy?
No, he was not.
I noticed the other guard called him chief, so I assumed he was a chief petty officer in the Navy.
Oh, that Navy. Yes, yes, yes. He was in that Navy.
You've locked the vault. There's an automatic time lock on that door.
But this is Friday. Are you saying this vault can't be open until Monday?
No.
Oh, thank heavens.
Tuesday. Monday's a holiday. We're closed.
But then they're locked in there until Tuesday? Max!
Now, take it easy, 99. It's not that terrible. After all, they've got a book to read. They're going to have a lot of time on their hands.
The problem is, there's just enough air in that vault to last 24 hours.
Oh. Well, in that case, they're not going to have as much time as I thought.
Not making much headway at all.
No, he certainly isn't.
What are you going to do, Max?
I'm going to use my shoe phone to contact the chief on his watch phone.
Good thinking.
Line's busy.
Wouldn't you know it? Max's line is busy.
Well, maybe you dialed it wrong, Chief. Try again.
All right.
I'll try again.
Still busy. I'll dial the control operator and have her break in on whoever Max is talking to.
Yeah, that's what I would do.
Chief's line is still busy, 99.
Max, why don't you call the control operator and have her cut in on whoever the chief is talking to?
That's exactly what I was going to do, 99. Operator's line is busy, too.
Oh, call the chief again.
I can't get anyone. Hello?
Hello, this is Maxwell Smart. Let me speak to the chief.
This is the chief.
Oh, hi, chief. Glad I could get a hold of you. How are things going?
What do you mean, how are things going? You're on the outside. What's happening out there?
Well, chief, we've got a guy working on the door with an acetylene torch.
Well, is he making any progress?
Yes, in a way.
What do you mean, in a way?
Well, Chief, he's only been working on the door for a half hour. We figure in another 5 minutes, he should have the paint off the door.
Let me talk to him, Max. Chief, I want you to know that everything possible is being done to get you out of there. We've sent for the rescue squad.
And, Chief, Mr. Neff says that we should have you out in time.
What do you mean, in time?
Oh, nobody told you about the air, huh?
What air?
Well, that's it, Chief. In another 24 hours, you won't be able to say what air.
You mean there's only enough air in this vault to last 24 hours?
Yes, well, Chief, there's nothing to get excited about because tonight is the night they push back the clocks and you pick up an extra hour of air.
No, Max, they push them forward.
More or less.
What do you mean, more or less?
Less.
Chief, is there anything that I can do?
Yes, keep your husband off the phone. Now, 99, if what Max says is true, we don't have much time. Now, here's what I want you to do.
Good air in. Bad air out.
Herbie, will you stop that? We only have a certain amount of air in here, and you're using it all up.
You use your half the way you want, and I'll use mine the way I want.
99, there's only one man who can get us out of here in time.
Who's that, Chief?
Baffles, the greatest safecracker in the world.
But isn't he in prison?
Yes, he is, and it's up to you and Max to get him out.
You just missed him.
Will he be back soon?
I hope not.
Max, we're too late. What are we going to do now?
You folks got a problem?
Yes, we're looking for a safecracker.
Safecracker? Well, you come to the right place. Not necessarily the right cell block, but the right place.
Are you a safecracker?
No. I'm a forger.
Oh. Well, you see, we have a friend of ours who's locked in a bank vault, and we have to get him out. Could you recommend a safecracker?
What does it pay? Maybe I'll do it.
But you're not a safecracker. You're a forger.
So what do I care? If there's a buck in it, I'll do anything. What are you paying?
Well, if you can get him out of the vault, we have the authority to give you your freedom.
Okay. My freedom and a buck.
All right. Let's go.
Oh, not so fast. Let me see the buck.
What's the matter with you? We're offering you your freedom. We're saying that you can walk right out of this prison. You can go outside and be a free man.
What's it like on the outside these days?
We'll give you $2.
What bank is it?
The Bank of the Potomac.
Why didn't you say so in the first place? That's one bank I've been dying to hit.
Why?
That's the bank where my ex-wife deposits her alimony checks.
Herbie, you're wasting your time. The door is a foot thick and it's constructed of iron and laminated steel. You never open it with a quarter.
How about two dimes and a nickel?
Hello?
Chief, we just got back from the prison.
Not a moment too soon. We're running out of air in here. Did you get baffles?
No, we didn't get baffles, but we got a cellmate, Freddy the Forger.
Freddy, the forger? A forger can't open a safe.
Well, he says he can, Chief.
Max, he's a forger. He doesn't know the first thing about opening a vault.
Well, what's the difference, Chief? It's worth a try. If he fails, all we stand to lose is a couple of bucks. What happened? And where is he going?
Kelly finally burned a hole through to inside the vault. Then somebody there plugged it up with a quarter.
That's ridiculous. That hole's too small anyway. You never could have gotten them out through there.
We didn't intend to get them out through the hole. We just wanted to get enough air in so they could last until Tuesday morning when the vault opens automatically.
Well, you have nothing to worry about because Freddy the Forger here is going to open the vault right now.
Give me the deuce.
Did you say his name was Freddy the Forger?
That's right.
I believe your wife has an account with us.
That's right.
There's no mistaking her account. She makes deposits from some of the most famous and wealthiest people in the world.
Yes.
She made a deposit this morning. Do you know who it was from? Charles de Gaulle. She must know him very well. It was signed Chuck.
Just wait till next week. She's getting one from Howie Hughes.
Get on with it.
I'll need a fountain pen.
Oh, here. Use mine.
What are you going to do, sign them out?
For me, the pen has always been mightier than the sword.
What are you doing?
I am depressing the ink into the timing mechanism. The ink will act as a lubricant, causing the gears to spin ahead at an accelerated rate. In a few moments, the timing mechanism should advance to the point equivalent to Tuesday morning.
Well, that's terrific, Freddy. It's worth $2.
I'm all right, Nine-Nine. Just let me get my breath. I'll be fine.
Chief, I want you to meet Freddy the Forger. He's the guy who opened the safe.
Thanks for saving our lives.
Thanks for the $2.
Barbie, get the book.
May I have my pen, please? It was an anniversary gift from my wife.
Well, now that you have your freedom, I hope you're not going to get in trouble.
Don't worry. I forged my last check.
What are you going to do?
I think I'll take up safe cracking. It's a lot easier.
Nine-Nine, will you take Freddy down to headquarters and get him a change of clothes?
Sure, Chief. Come on, Freddy.
Oh, Max, where's the book?
Huh?
The book.
The book? Chief, I sent Larrabee in to get the book and they locked the safe on him.
Come on, Max, let's go.
Chief, what are you talking about? Larrabee is locked in and nobody knows about it except you and me.
Shh. Come on.